This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, I'm Ads.
Hi, I'm Bish.
And I like guys.
And I like girls.
But we hope you love this podcast.
If you have a 7pm project and wish to attend the Ultimate School Musical, then our next guest is sure to answer all your prayers. We think she's not only Australia's next top model, but one of our community's most influential media figures. From MTV to the Hump Day crew, please welcome Ruby Rose. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you going?
We're going well. How are you?
Very good, actually. Surprisingly, I'm usually not a morning person, but I'm getting into the hang of this.
It must be like the other way around for you, because you're normally used to starting at 7pm, I believe.
Exactly right. But it's nice. It's making me sort of feel like I'm getting the most out of my days.
Ruby, you seem to have had a very exciting month that's gone by. Being a fellow water sign myself, I know we like to milk our birthdays. Did you have a nice celebration of your birthday last month?
I did. I have one of those birthday celebrations that goes for like 5 days. But being that I feel like I'm getting a bit old, there'd be like a day break. So it wasn't like, you know, a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday thing. It'd be like Monday and then Tuesday off. And then Wednesday was another birthday surprise and then Thursday off. But I did lawn bowls. It was my main event, so to speak, in Melbourne. And I had all my friends dress up in outfits from Savers. And, you know, Savers and St Vinny's, and you had to come with the price tag still on so that you would prove that it had been bought from those stores. So it was a lot of fun, and, you know, it's great. Cheap drinks at lawn bowls is always wonderful.
Well, is this lawn bowls idea possibly the concept as to why you're feeling so old?
It could have possibly helped, and I've dyed my hair grey, and so I had all the same colour hair as all the old people there.
So you fit right in?
Yeah, I fit right in. They thought I was very cool, and then they saw my tattoos, and they thought I was a bit out there, I think.
I'm sure there's a nursing home out there with a reservation for you with a padded cell.
Yeah, I'm sure there's one just waiting.
Ultimate School Musical is kicking off at 7:30 on Fox 8. You've said that you've personally never participated in school musicals. Has this journey for you been therapeutic in some way?
It has. It's been very, very therapeutic. And, you know, it's just one of those things that I never anticipated that by getting involved in it that I would actually get as much out of it as I did. And it was wonderful, you know, and it was kind of like living vicariously through them. And it was like being in a school musical without, you know, stage fright and all that kind of stuff. So it was wonderful. And the amount of pride and how proud I was to watch them on the final night performing, it's nothing in my life has ever been quite as rewarding.
Now, if you could go back in time into a time machine and go back to school, what musical do you reckon you'd audition for and what part?
I reckon Grease would be amazing. I just think Grease would be so much fun. But, I mean, I'd probably Fame, because Fame deals with, you know, real life stuff that kids these days deal with. Like, it's all about the drive and the passion for this dream, the American dream, to become, you know, famous, and then the risk involved and the demise of young adults who get involved in drug taking and how that can end up, you know. And I thought that was a really profound message to send, you know, especially in this day and age. So I would probably do Fame, and I'd probably want to play, and my favourite character is Mabel, but I don't know whether I'd suit that character. So I don't know. I don't know. I'd like to play any of them. I'd like to play Joe Vegas, but it's a boy. So.
Well, Ruby, we know you're a huge Madonna fan. If Madonna were to release a musical, do you reckon you'd audition for it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'd just audition just to be anywhere near her. Even if it was the world's worst, you know, musical, and it was, like, called Dogs or something instead of Cats, I would still be there.
Ruby, being a Melbourne girl, will we be seeing you out and about on the scene anytime soon?
I doubt it. I'm such a nana, and I never go out. And everyone has this amazing perception that I'm, like, this huge party animal that, like, dances the night away. And it's kind of like, at the moment, I'm going to bed at about 9 o'clock every night and waking up, you know, relatively early. And I haven't had much time to go out and see my friends.
Hi, I'm Ads.
Hi, I'm Bish.
And that was one of our podcasts, but I still like guys.
I still like girls.
Boys better though.
I don't know about that. Listen to another podcast and find out.
Okay.
Thanks Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.